shows signs that I am on the right path. A couple more warning words right on 45. Evaded, ignored, doubt, prejudice. I was reading through this earlier, and it looked at the word ignore. And the word ignore says to refuse to take notice of or to fail to consider something. So how many times coming into program did I refuse help? Did I want things on my own terms, in my own language, that were consistent with what I had believed before I came into program? I had to let go of that and believe that the help was going to come from a source I hadn't known before. If I had known it before, I wouldn't have gotten into the hole of my addiction. The word that comes from ignore is ignorant. It's not a word that's used that much anymore. But ignorant means lacking knowledge or awareness, uneducated, unsophisticated. So do I want to stay in that state? Back to what I said earlier, believing that God, that nothing can be known, is ignorant. I have to believe that I can advance beyond that. So at the bottom of that page, on the bottom 45, it says, perhaps we rejected this particular conception because it seemed inadequate. We have a starting point. Even if I don't understand what God is or how God is going to act in my life at the beginning, whatever I start with is adequate for now. I understand that that is going to improve and become more useful in the future. Our definition of God doesn't have to be limited. I don't believe that God is limited. I believe a lot of the limitations are in my mind, in my capacity to understand. But our definition of our higher power can be all-encompassing. I noticed, I'm bringing in something that is in the printed version of the book, not in our study edition, but this is a sentence from the foreword to the Big Book 4th edition. It said, the stories added to this edition represent a membership whose characteristics of age, gender, race, and culture have widened and have deepened to encompass virtually everyone the first 100 members could have hoped to reach. So if all of those people and all of those conceptions have enlarged our possible understanding of a higher power, then anytime we reach out to encompass more thought, more perspective, is something that we're doing that reinforces our program, reinvigorates our idea of what can be. So it's not just the church, the synagogue, the mosque, whatever, that gives me this image of what God can be. It's a learned, shared experience. And that is really so wonderful to me. I do have to say there's one description on 46 that I marked in my first study copy as lovely. And I want to reinforce it. We found ourselves thinking when enchanted by a starlit night, who then made all this? There was a feeling of awe and wonder, but it was fleeting and soon lost. As I develop my sense for a higher power, I get back a little bit of that sense of awe, a little bit of that sense of wonder. And I realize that I'm not sufficient in and of myself. It says, to us, the realm of spirit is broad, roomy, all-inclusive, never exclusive or forbidding to those who earnestly seek. It is open, we believe, to all. I'll leave out the word men. To all. many of us come from backgrounds where there were either people who believed the way we did, or people who were excluded, not good enough. I find that people of all persuasions and paths have had something to share with me. It says on 47, something that reinforces the step itself. The step says, came to believe. It says on 47, we had to begin somewhere. It's not something that we determine our starting point. We are where we are with our capacity for expansion. But that's why we work with a sponsor. That's why we go to these meetings to hear other perspectives so that we can continue to grow, get to the point where we do indeed believe that there's a power greater than ourselves that can restore us to sanity. When it says in 47:3, I wish I had what that man has. I'm sure it would work if I could only believe as he believes. One of my big problems through all my time in program has been comparing myself to other people. Comparing what other people went through with their addictive process, comparing what other people have experienced. I don't need to compare myself. I have to open myself to listen to other people. I have to open myself to compassion, to enthusiasm, to all sorts of other things that expand my awareness. And if I want to believe as someone else has, I may need to study what they study. I may need to talk to them more, but I don't have to be envious. I don't have to be jealous. Before I wrap up, I wanted to talk about the spiritual experience and the, you know, being thrust from my bed with this idea that God's really in control. I've had a combination of experiences. I had one time in my early days, I was living in New Jersey, working in New York City, and I started going for services before I went to work in the morning. And one day I was alone in the meeting room. It wasn't the sanctuary, but it was meeting room that was used for informal prayer. I was alone. The clergy person was out. The clergy person was out of the room, and I was alone. I was in a prayer shawl and sitting alone. And all of a sudden, I had this feeling of being held and loved and being complete. And I don't know where that came from. I've had other, you know, little things, but I treasure that experience. But it was not the be-all and end-all of creating a relationship with my higher power. A lot of it is just putting one foot in front of the other and learning and studying within the program. So a combination experience is nice. If it's just the non-experiential, it's one thing. If you have a wonderful heaven-opening experience, I'm thankful and grateful that you've had that experience, but it's not necessary or sufficient. The way we lay it out in Big Book Step Study is a one foot after the other practical approach of outlining and defining the categorizing these different statements. And it's not easy work. If you've begun the work, I hope that you continue to do it and enlarge your understanding to the place where you believe that a power greater than yourself can restore us to sanity. I treasure my experience, and I hope that you have similar. And with that, I pass.